C.W. Bernhardt, sworn in for the defendant, 109th to testify. I am a contractor and builder. This, Defendant's Exhibit 52, fairly represents the back porch of the Selig home, as well as the first floor of the house. Standing in the kitchen door, you can't look through the passageway and see into the mirror. If you move up a little distance, you can see about 18 inches of the mirror. You could see nobody sitting on the south side of the table in the dining room or on the north side of the table. In fact, you cannot see the table at all, or the door leading from the dining room to the sitting room. Sitting in a chair against the jamb of the kitchen door, you could not see a man in that mirror. You would have to be a foot or more inside of the door before you get any view of the mirror at all. Cross-examination. Taking a point between the door and the back porch, and a point about the pantry, you could see about half of the mirror. The floor in the dining room showed that this furniture had been standing in the same position for some time. You could see the top of a man's head if he were sitting at the table. If the mirror were turned, you might get a view. It depends on the angle of reflection. It is easy to move the furniture. The mirror is rigid in the furniture.